This recording, Texas 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at the suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more in her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of portrait, checked her in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. When she put on her plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, put up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see this in dogs and goats. Sarah was sentimental, so she was feeling sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which had an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice of name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back in her palm. When singing a tune to her, finally, she administrated aether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off her with a cloth and laid her on the right side. When Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis, also immediately she remembered an effective treatment that reminded her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, said Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Houston, Texas, in Northwest Medical Hospital. When I was 2 weeks old, my family bought and moved to Riverside, Texas. It's located like 30 miles from Huntsville. Yes, I have a younger brother, which is 16, and both of my parents are still married, and I have all my grandparents still alive except my dad's father. They live in Lake Limestone in Texas and Houston, and I see them for like holidays, and if I have a chance from college break, I go to see them. Accounting, majoring in accounting, minor in business. As of right now, I'm hoping to go back for a master's in accounting, and then I hope to go to work for some CPA, get enough hours to sit for your CPA. My boyfriend races dirt track cars, and so does my little brother. Dirt track cars? They're race cars that race on oval dirt tracks every Saturday.